Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Happy New Year. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
We're doing the very first episode for 2015, and you're welcome to share, I don't know if you've got some New Year's resolutions or something, whatever it is that you want to talk to us about, you can certainly do that here. We've talked about police corruption, specifically what's happening in New York City, where the police are actually doing the right thing for the wrong reason. They have decided to stop enforcing BS laws, crimes with no victim, tickets, things like that. They're not writing tickets. Tickets are down like 90-something percent for the most part. And then general arrests are down 66%, which is huge. And so that was what we opened the show with. But we've also talked about some other stuff, like the military equipment that is going to the police is up significantly in the last 3 months since the Ferguson situation. Also questioning whether or not people are actually excited about Bush and Clinton.
It's too bad that the logical outcome of this is, like, pretty bad. Like, you know, the police are doing the right thing, right? The right thing here being, like, let's not be scumbags and arrest people for victimless crimes.
Right, but only because they want to get back at the mayor.
The only reason is, well, not just that, too, but how are they getting back at the mayor? Well, we're going to screw the budget up, right? Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, then the logical end result of that is going to be that because the budget is taking a hit, we're going to have to fire some cops. You know, so like
that won't happen though. They're protected by the unions.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they'll have to fire.
It's hard as hell to fire the police.
Yeah, but
basically, once you get past the tenure phase,
or the other thing will be, okay, well, we can't fire you, so guess what's going to happen to your salary? You know, like
now they might. I don't know. That's probably contracted too, because usually the union contracts specify increases in salary.
At some point, so what are they going to do? Then the city's going to get sued. You know, like because they're not going to. At some point, the money runs out.
By whom?
The unions, when they say, we have to do this, sorry. Like, we don't have the money, it doesn't exist. You know, the budget took a hit, there's no budget, sorry.
I don't think it's going to work out that way, Johnson. I guess we'll find out over time.
Like, at some point, where's the money going to come from? I mean...
Well, there's plenty of money being collected, and I mean, the money going to pay police officers isn't coming out of the tickets that are being written.
Isn't it?
I don't think so. No, I think that's probably basic to the budget of the city. It's not requiring that they write tickets to get a paycheck. There are quotas.
What are the quotas? Yeah, I was going to say, what are the quotas about then?
Well, that's probably extra money that goes to the police department. Any ticket money is over and above the budgeted amount. So they're budgeting whatever they're budgeting from the tax dollars to pay the police officers, and then whatever they can write goes back into the either goes into the police coffers or the city coffers. I don't know how it works in New York City, but that's probably one thing or the other.
So what you're saying is that the donut supply this year is going to be real grim.
Maybe. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how this all shakes out. And we'll certainly keep you in the loop here at 855-450-FREE. You can let us know what's happening. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. There was a story I had here, and then we'll get into your NSA story, Johnson, about the Florida crowd that tried to stop a police officer from arresting a man for smoking marijuana. I think this is an interesting story because I've said that I don't think violence is the solution.
I was looking at that one as a... as prep before coming over here, so it was kind of in my thing too. And I was looking at the video, and I never really saw.
There's a video?
Oh yeah, there was a video, and it was very hard. I kept flipping through the video to try and find, like, where did they form this wall, and I never could find the point.
This article that I have does not have the video embedded in it, so I'd be interested in seeing.
All right, I'll see if I can find it.
What that is? This one is from Alternet, or actually, you know what? Maybe it does. Let me turn the NoScript. I have NoScript on my browser, so there may be a video in there. Nope, there's no video on this page. So we'll just go with the story, and if we can find a video, that'd be great. Alternet.org. In addition to the mass protests nationwide against police brutality, incidents where ordinary citizens speak up, start recording and attempt to intervene when they see excessive and abusive cop behavior are being reported more frequently. Earlier this month in New York City, a woman angrily denounced police who were beating an already restrained teenage boy as others made sure to film the incident to hold the plainclothes officer accountable. It's possible that the assembled and outraged crowd prevented further abuse, and with the help of the cell phone video, the cop faced at least some discipline from the department. This past weekend in Delray Beach, Florida, dozens of people quickly organized to stop what they believed to be a petty and unnecessary arrest. That night, Delray police entered a neighborhood after seeing a man walking down the street smoking. The officers thought the smoke smelled like marijuana, so they decided to pursue the man. When he entered a home nearby, the police followed and tried to apprehend him. They were surprised when about 20 people came out of the home and surrounded the man to prevent the arrest from taking place. One officer said, quote, "They formed this shield and started to get aggressive." Officer, when someone's defending another person from being aggressed against, that's not aggression. It's aggression when you do what you were doing. When you, officer, go and try to put handcuffs on a man for smoking a joint, that is the aggressive act. People saying, hey, stop it, that's not an aggressive thing. He says, another officer said, quote, "The next thing they know, there's 70 to 75 people out there. The officers had to use pepper spray to get the people back. The crowd grew rowdy, and at some point, an object was hurled at the windshield of a police cruiser. By the end of the night, police had detained four people on charges including inciting a riot. The incident could foretell greater citizen intervention against what they perceive to be abusive and unnecessary policing and shows the urgency of reining in the overcriminalization of American life." So what I think is interesting here is that people are actually taking further steps than to just stand by with their mouths agape watching the police abusing people. Now, there's risk involved here, right? Like, if you get in the way of a cop trying to arrest someone, odds are good you're going to get hurt or arrested yourself. There's no doubt that there's risk involved here. But I would say there's less risk in doing this than shooting a cop, which seems to be the solution of some people to the police problem, the problem of bad cops. Some have suggested that violence is the solution. I firmly oppose that. I don't think that violence works. I think it begets more violence in the future. But I think if you can use words, cameras, or physical your physical body to block the police in a peaceful manner, then I think that is something that could be done. I think it's more likely that people are going to engage in that, because a lot of the people who talk about violence, they don't actually do it. They just, like, call Free Talk Live and advocate it, or come, you know, beat around the bush and suggest violence. They don't actually go right out and do it. It's hard to find people who are willing to actually do violence against the police. You know, if it wasn't that hard, then people would be doing it, right? Like, it would be something that would be more common, but it's not. Maybe it would be less difficult to find people who would be willing to form a human shield and prevent the police from reaching a man who is smoking marijuana or something like that. Now, again, you're going to get arrested. You know, you'll be charged with obstructing government administration or obstructing police or disorderly conduct or something like that. But at least then you'll have the chance to beat it in court rather than being a corpse. You know, I think that's a better way to go about things. And it also, if you've got enough people in an area who have the willingness to put themselves on the line in that way, then that may indicate that you may be successful at a jury trial ultimately. Right. So if you get charged with a class A, like in New Hampshire, you get a class A misdemeanor, you get the chance at a jury trial. If you get hit with disorderly conduct and they're going at you with class A, and I don't know what it is, what the equivalent is in New York, but, or Florida, I guess, is where this took place. But, you know, at the very least, then you've got the chance for jury nullification on top of that. So having a citizen, having a group of people who are upset at the police, they're tired of the oppression of these victimless crimes, that gives you the opportunity to, one, take action on the scene in a peaceful manner, and then, two, take action again in the jury room to put a stop to these malicious prosecutions. I think that it could be a useful tactic.
Presupposing that the jury goes your way, I've just...
Well, right. I mean, I've
lost so much faith in juries, you know, like...
What I meant was the jury would have to be made up of people who were also pissed off, which so far
seems unlikely to happen. Yeah, not when they have the, but you know, when the prosecution is going to have the ability to eliminate people from the jury.
Well, you also have the ability to eliminate people from a jury as well as they defend.
But then you end up with, you know, homogenized idiots, you know, who don't know anything about anything, and that's going to go in favor of the state.
Yeah, well, it's certainly true that juries do tend to go in favor of the state. No solution here is an optimal one, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no solution to the state that is a way that you can go that's not going to result in peaceful people being harmed, arrested, and all of that, and frustrated and having their time and their money stolen from them. But if we can avoid people getting shot to death, that's a step in the right direction. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Coming up, we will talk about the Sony hackers. Who are they going to target next? Maybe U.S. mainstream media organizations. But Johnson's going to share with us from the NSA an alleged leak where the NSA talks about how to keep yourself safe online. We'll get the details on that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. And if you like Bitcoin or you're just curious about it, mark your calendar for March 28th and 29th. Bitcoin, the Texas second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas. We're looking forward to it here. Mark and myself were there last year, and we're going to be back at the second one this March 28th and 29th. I'm excited about it because this time it's going to be in the heart of downtown Austin, which I think will take it to the next level. Speakers, exhibitions, and a great opportunity to do networking, as well as the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. It'll highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone and concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can get your tickets there, and if you use code FTL, you will save $25 off their already very affordable $150 price point. So, again, $150 on its own isn't a bad price for a weekend-long convention, but you can save $25 by using code FTL. Plus, when you use code FTL, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will donate $25 to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based homeless charity operating out of Pensacola, Florida. So it's a great price for an awesome event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there March 28th and 29th, the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, for the second annual Bitcoin Conference. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. There's, of course, plenty to talk about, your calls, if you make them. We've also got Skype, at Skype username lrn.fm. Johnson, are you prepared to go ahead with the NSA thing? Looks like you've got some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I do. You're absolutely right.
I saw you grimace at your phone.
Yeah, somehow the story has disappeared when I was looking for the video on the...
Maybe the NSA disappeared it.
Maybe. As I was looking up for the video as we were talking about that incident that happened in Florida, the human wall, somehow I managed to get rid of the tab that had the NSA story.
Well, we'll give you a moment on that, and we'll talk about a related story, this one from The Intercept. Now, if you recall, Glenn Greenwald, who was the guy who kind of broke the Edward Snowden thing big, he left The Guardian and ended up doing his own thing. He's got his own website now. It's called The Intercept. It's at firstlook.org/The Intercept, which I think is a terrible way to create a website, which is, you know, launch a site that's supposedly all yours underneath someone else's site. Kind of weird. But nonetheless, he's still been making big news from this site, and he's got a staff of reporters. This one is Jana Winter, and she is saying apparently the latest on this whole Sony hack, which, by the way, the Sony hack thing's been big in the news over the last several weeks. You may recall the U.S. government said they thought that the FBI said that it was North Korea's government that engaged in the hacks. There was another headline recently that said that there's an alternative theory now suggested by a security company, not the FBI, but the security company that looked into this said this is
a private, not incompetent security firm that actually knows what they're doing suggests that maybe it's not the country with only 1,000 IP addresses.
Well, what they said was that it was most likely former employees, which makes sense, right? Because when you have a security breach, it frequently is a former or current employee doing something like that. So, you know, what the truth is there, I don't really know. But the latest from the hack group... They call themselves Guardians of Peace, the GOP. According to The Intercept, the hackers who infiltrated Sony's computer servers have now threatened to attack an American news media organization, according to an FBI bulletin obtained by The Intercept. The threat against the unnamed news organization by Guardians of Peace, they said, quote, may extend to other such organizations in the near future, according to the bulletin. Referring to Sony only as USPER or USPER, USPER 1, and the news organization as USPER 2, the Joint Intelligence Bulletin, dated December 24th and marked for official use only, states that its purpose is to provide information on the late November 2014 cyber intrusion targeting Sony and related threats concerning the planned release of the movie The Interview. Additionally, these threats have extended to USPER 2, a news media organization. In the bulletin titled whatever the hell. They threatened to attack other targets on the day after the FBI announcement. The bulletin reads that the Guardians of Peace posted pastebin messages that specifically taunted this organization for the quality of their investigations, as well as the FBI, and taunted them, and implied an additional threat. No specific consequence was mentioned in the posting. Now, some of the emails that have been released from the Sony hack were pretty, you know, they're pretty shocking to some people, like, you know, suggesting racism among the Sony executives and showing just sort of the nastiness behind the scenes in Hollywood.
Which, again, would kind of leak to it being, you know, former Sony employees rather than it being North Koreans who can probably barely speak English.
I tend to agree with that. Now, so we don't know what this new threat is. We don't know which organization it is against, but it sure would be interesting if it comes true, right? Like if they hacked Fox News or MSNBC and you start to see what some of the emails have been sent between the people that work at those organizations. It's some very revealing and outrageous things. Yeah. I mean, I'm just totally speculating here, but who knows what we would end up finding out about that. So that's the latest on the FBI hack, or the Sony hackers.
Well, so you mentioned leaks, and so it's a good makes a good segue for the story that I have. I finally was able to recover it, so the I was not thwarted by the NSA. So apparently leaked NSA documents, apparently leaked by Citizen 4, a.k.a. Edward Snowden.
He's still cranking them out.
Yep. So it's not easy to be truly anonymous online. Sure, there are plenty of chat apps and secret sharing sites that claim to offer you privacy.
Yep.
But it's tricky to know whether U.S. intelligence agencies have a backdoor access to them.
Yeah, you never know unless you can actually audit the code yourself.
Right.
And how many people can do that?
Mm-hmm. The best way to stay anonymous online has been to use Tor, a special kind of web browser developed to help the U.S. government employees hide their tracks online.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be properly anonymous, you need a combination of extra services and websites on top of Tor to avoid detection. Plenty of online guides offer advice on the subject, but it's always been hit and miss. Now, leaked NSA documents provide a big clue on how to remain hidden.
Hmm.
They show that the agency has trouble breaking certain methods of encryption. Der Spiegel, I guess that's a German newspaper, published a collection of documents that detail what systems the NSA has been troubling decrypting. Previous documents have focused mainly on what the NSA is good at, not what it finds difficult. The documents reveal that the NSA ranks targets according to how difficult they are to decrypt. There are 5 internal levels, 1 to 5. Level 1 is known as trivial, meaning it's pretty easy for the NSA to track targets or decrypt messages. But level 5 is catastrophic, which essentially means that the NSA can't break the encryption. The NSA says that that reading someone's Facebook message is a level 2 minor task, and monitoring people using Tor is tricky, with the NSA classing that as a major level 4 problem. So any
Tor is level 4?
Yes.
Out of 5. 4 out of 5?
Yeah, 4 out of 5. So any level of anonymity classed as level 5, known as catastrophic, means that the NSA will find it nearly impossible to break.
So are we going to find out what those things are?
We are.
All right, stand by. More with Johnson's story here. The NSA, a leaked memo. What do they say is the best way to stay safe from the NSA? It's Free Talk Live.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guys end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, take control, 855-450-FREE. That's the point of the program. You can bring up anything you'd like, 855-450-3733. You can join us online and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And we're going to continue here with Johnson's story about the NSA and what they recommend to keep you safe online. Now, this isn't something that they've put out publicly. This is a leaked document, an internal document from inside the NSA, as leaked by Edward Snowden, where they go down a list of, you know, basically the stuff they have a tough time cracking.
Now, what's interesting about this, too, is there are two things on this list that I'd never heard of. So we'll see if you've heard of them.
Two encryption technologies.
Yep.
So I'm going to go through that list here in a moment. Also want to remind you to visit us again at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch our very own Derek J in his hour-and-a-half-long feature-length documentary film. There's also an hour-long version for those of you short on time, time-challenged. It's a great documentary. I had the honor of being the executive producer of it, and I'm just so proud of it. It's such a great movie. Actually, Derek was recently named in Tony Styles. Tony's been on the show before in the past. He's a talk show host and a liberty-oriented guy. He came out with the top 40 under 40, top 40 activists in the liberty movement under the age of 40. and Derek J was number one on that list.
Cool.
Now, Tony says it was like randomly chosen, so it wasn't like he was picked as number one, but still, it looks impressive that Derek J is number one on the list. And it was actually Derek J's victimless crime spree was cited as one of the reasons for that. So congratulations to Derek. And again, you can go and see it over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It is totally free. Hold off, Johnson, on the list of what could keep you safe from the NSA. We're going to go first to Clay. He's listening in Phoenix. Clay, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Clay, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a quick question for you, Ian, as well as Johnson. Hopefully you can shed some light on this, at least from a libertarian perspective.
Okay.
I've got a conflict ongoing with a neighbor. It's been going on for quite a few months now regarding his excessive bass within his vehicle every time he comes into the neighborhood, shaking the house, dishes, interrupting tutorials that I record because I work from home. But to make matters worse, last night he decided that it would be a good idea for him and his drunk buddies to light M80s and throw them at my house.
Oh, my.
You know, I don't have a problem with people, you know, celebrating the new year. Let's shoot off some fireworks, have some fun. But don't run the risk of burning my house down.
Yeah, no good.
The reason I'm looking to you guys is because I don't know what else to do. I tried to talk to our facility homeowners association. I've actually got 38 documented incident numbers with the local police department, and they have yet to issue a citation to curb his
protect and serve.
To protect and serve themselves, obviously. So what would you guys do in this case?
So just to clarify something, these are next-door neighbors?
They're actually directly across the street.
Across the street. And they own the house or are they renters?
Well, it's kind of funny. We actually rent, but there's a female that owns the place, and she's kind of got a live-in boyfriend who hasn't peaked maturity, you know, past the age of 12, it seems.
So just to clarify, you're a renter. Across the street, the house is owned by a lady, and her boyfriend is one of the ones causing the problems?
That is correct. Now, I've tried to talk to him a couple of times. At one point, he told me I was talking to him like his father. I don't know what kind of daddy issues he's got, if daddy hit him too many times, if it was a, you know, daddy bad touch type thing, or maybe daddy good touch. I don't know. He's kind of creepy, but I don't know what else to do here.
Yeah, that's definitely frustrating. So the question, so what about the lady? What about the girlfriend? Have you talked to her?
She's off her rocker. She is just out there, like gone crazy. She is not approachable at all.
So the homeowners association. So you've run up against a brick wall talking to them. The homeowners association. You filed 38 documents with or whatever, and there are 38 complaints.
That's with the police department.
With the police.
With the homeowners association. I think I've sent them 11 emails now. I've tried to call them multiple times. I cannot get any assistance or even, hey, there's nothing we can do. Don't bother us with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
the other neighbors are going to be bothered by this too, I'm assuming.
And a couple have complained regarding the music, but unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be enough to, you know, get him on the noise ordinance or anything like that. And quite frankly, I don't care about, you know, the laws. I just don't understand why, you know, he has to be so immature. That's neither here nor there, though. I don't know how to remediate this.
Okay, so question. I've never lived in one of these deed-restricted neighborhoods as an adult, so I don't know what the restrictions say or what the rules are. Like, you know, what's the process if there's a grievance with the neighbor? Is there someone who's in violation of their agreement here? If he's agreed to keep quiet after certain hours, if he's violating the rules, then there should be some sort of process. Whether it's some kind of hearing with the homeowners association, I don't know. Like I said, I've never gone through this before. But have you reviewed any of that? The kind of the bylaws or whatever, and does that give you any?
I have, and I've also looked at local noise ordinances for the town itself, and he is definitely in violation of them. But the way they're talking, I essentially have to have hard proof. that he is violating these.
If it happens so frequently, that can't be that hard to acquire.
Yeah, you could stand out there with a video camera and a sound meter or something like that. But, you know, this is a lot of effort to go through, right, to try to control the neighbor. And then, of course, if you bring charges against him, then he might actually blow something up that you have. You know, he's only – right now he's only throwing the M80s in your general direction. By the way, M80s aren't what they used to be. I was researching those the other day. So even if they're buying something that says M80 on it, it's not – doesn't have near as much gunpowder as they used to back in the glory days. You know, certainly bringing the police against this guy could increase his aggression against you. Right now, you know, you may just be the guy across the street and you're just kind of bothered by his average behavior and he's not even particularly targeting you. You just happen to be the recipient of his bad behavior. If he is targeting you, then things could get worse, right?
Well, he has admitted to continuing to do so simply for the fact that he can A, annoy me, and B, get away with it. So I do know that it is a targeted behavior. I'm at a loss as to what to do about it.
Johnson, what do you think?
I was just having an internal debate with myself in my head where I was making fun of myself, and I was thinking, well, you know, the activist freaking method would be to take a video of him and post it to a blog and see if that doesn't increase his aggression. And then he submitted an editorial to the local newspaper with a video of him and try and shame and embarrass him.
And the problem doesn't sound like he can be shamed.
A lot of these newer smart devices, great video recorders, for something like that, terrible audio recorder because they've got background noise cancellation built into the microphones. And without going out and spending, you know, hundreds of dollars on surveillance equipment, which I do not want to do.
Right.
You know, I don't want to control people. I don't want to.
No, but you could have a decibel meter that you film in the, you know, even though it'll be terrible audio, you could have the decibel meter on camera. You know,
but again, all of that is effort you're putting into trying to bring criminal charges.
What are you going to do? You're not going to resolve it without.
I say leave. Get the hell out of the neighborhood. I mean, that's probably the easiest, most least frustrating way. Yeah, you said you were renting, so at some point your lease is going to come up. How long do you have to wait?
We've got a year and 3 months, and I'm still working on.
Greater than a year lease.
Based on New Hampshire, but it's kind of a hard push. So.
How long's he been there?
A few months.
How long have you lived there?
We moved in March. He showed up in the neighborhood around May, June.
There's a chance they might break up, right? Like, there's also the chance that, you know, this guy is a troublesome boyfriend and, you know, maybe that thing will end. There's no good answer here. I don't have any good. Yeah. If you've got one for Clay, if you got an answer here, we'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What do you do about the noisy neighbor who's throwing M80s at your house and cranking the bass in his car stereo system? And apparently the Homeowners Association won't respond to inquiry and the police have already received complaints. They won't do anything. Clay, good luck. Let us know what happens. More coming up.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Enough time for you if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free number. And it is 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
We'll go down the list of things the NSA considers to be very difficult to impossible to break as far as encryption. It's a leaked memo. Johnson has that list, and we'll continue it here in a moment. Also, if you've got an idea as to how to deal with the noisy neighbor situation that Clay was dealing with that he was talking about in the last segment, we'd love to hear from you. Even if it's tomorrow night, you can always call later on stuff on Free Talk Live. Maybe you're driving right now, and now's not a good time to call in. 855-450-FREE. We go to James in Arizona on Skype. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, John, I checked out Free Keen like you advised me to, the Facebook page.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, and I saw some choice things about by someone, Johnson Rice, who says he only wants to date women that are smarter than most people.
Oh, you meant
Johnson Rice.
You meant stop freaking. So
may I continue? It's quoting Johnson Rice. That's you, right?
No, not if you're on freaking. I think you got it wrong.
Johnson
I think you're confused.
I
think you're confused.
You were not dying.
I don't think you meant freekeen.com.
Are you calling Stop Freekeen a bunch of lies by posting something that you put on the internet?
Stop Freekeen. Exactly. You said freekeen. I think
you
were getting it wrong.
Are you the one that said that you don't want to sound like an egotistical you-know-what, but you only hang around with people with genius-level
yes.
IQs?
Yes,
and
I
that
am.
Not, and not that... that you know, come on, you know if you're smarter than somebody.
Yes,
that's
I am.
A logical fallacy, by the way.
No,
what's
no,
the logical
it's
fallacy.
Logical
by you,
fallacy.
If it is.
which fallacy?
Just like I think, therefore I am, is a classic fallacy of logic, but it sounds right. But if you declare somebody, if you declare yourself smarter than other people, therefore you are. Yes, you are. No, you're
no,
not.
It's not.
But
therefore, you are. It's called if you're around somebody with a 90 level IQ, James. If you're around somebody with a 90 level IQ and you realize this person is a mouth breather, you realize that hey, maybe when I'm hanging around with college graduates or people that act like college graduates and people who quote philosophers and quote things that the average dumb beer-drinking, sports-watching, idiot American doesn't understand because they're at 100 level IQ and that's all they do, you know, for a living is drink beer and watch TV, then you realize that you hang around with smarter people. And it doesn't take that much to realize that. It doesn't mean that you're declaring yourself to be smarter and that therefore makes you smarter.
Hey, Minister, may I
respond to that?
Oh, okay. So, Minister, you're...
I'm not a minister. I have nothing to do with the church.
I hang around with a lot of people that drink a lot of beer, watch a lot of sports, and make a lot of money.
That's not surprising to me, James.
Thanks for the call. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go through the list here. The NSA and what... This is a leaked memo as provided by Edward Snowden. What is it that they have a very difficult time cracking as far as encryption?
So the NSA identifies one anonymity method that it warns is virtually impossible to break. Here is the method outlined in the leaked documents. Tor, VPN, cSpace, and ZRTP. So let's break that down. Tor is a special kind of web browser that helps people to stay anonymous online by encrypting their web traffic. A VPN is a service that makes an internet connection more secure by using proxy servers to hide their real-world location.
Like ProXPN?
Right. cSpace is a kind of anonymous internet chat service that
uses... C as in the letter C?
Correct. Kind of anonymous internet chat service that uses heavy encryption to protect any file sent over its network.
I have not heard of that one.
Exactly. I hadn't heard of that one either. And ZRTP. The last part of the method is a kind of encryption for voice calls and text chats. Combine the above stack of services together using multiple kinds of encryption, a special web browser, and a service to hide your location, and the NSA says in its internal documentation that it probably... won't be able to read your messages. The leaked NSA document says that the encryption method results in a near total loss or lack of insight to target communications and presence.
Solid.
So that's it.
Hey, thanks for sharing that list. I'm sure those out there interested can do further research on their own, learn the technical details of each one of those.
So I'm going to go real quick here in this little article I found about dealing with noisy neighbors.
Noisy neighbors, yeah, why not? Let's hear it.
This was the first one that I was actually going to say, too, is I was going to suggest the potential of bribing the neighbor. You know, that's the thing. Come bearing gifts. While some may call this bribery, we personally find the small requests, such as asking them to turn down the music, are more likely to be heeded if it involves giving them something sugary for their trouble.
Yeah, so I guess if you're going to make a batch of cookies, that's an okay thing. But if you come over with cash, then they'll get the idea that they can just keep getting cash out of you,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Fight fire with fire. Okay, so this may be a more childish way of dealing with this problem, but it's definitely the most satisfying and is free, useful approach. They're blasting music of your own, turning up the volume in your TV, or tapping the ceiling of the room handle.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah,
because that's just going to upset the other neighbors and turn them against you.
This is the one that, Ian, you're probably most likely to do, which is the invest in your future. Say absolutely nothing about the excessive noise your neighbor is making. The benefit of this approach, they can't say anything about your noise when you decide to have a party of your own. And then the last one, which I kind of like, is... Oh, no, there's two more. The second to last one is... The creep. Whenever your neighbor starts to make too much noise, go to their place, knock on the door, and wait for them to answer. When they come to the door, put on your creepiest smile, extend your hand, and say, "Hi, I'm... blank your name." Let the handshake linger for too long. Maintain that creepy smile and don't say anything else. The goal here is to make this interaction as awkward and uncomfortable as possible for everyone involved. Do this every time your neighbors make too much noise. While this solution may take longer, what we're going here for is a Pavlovian solution to the problem. Eventually, your neighbor will dread these interactions so much that they will stop making noise altogether. I kind of like that one. Acceptance of defeat is the last one. Unfortunately, while there are many ways to try and deal with noisy neighbors, the sad truth is that there is likely not much to change them if they are set in their ways.
Mm-mm.
However, what you do have complete control over
is... He paid good money for that base system, and he's going to get his money's worth.
Yep. So, however, what you do have complete control over is how you react to and feel about the situation. If nothing else works, simply choose not to be upset about it.
It sucks, though, for Clay, right? Because it sounded like he had a recording studio. He said he was recording things. He has to stop recording when the guy with the bass drives by because it's screwing things up. I mean, that's no good.
Yep.
you know what?
Yeah.
At least he's not doing it all the time. I mean, he's probably not. That is original. I have to give him.
Yeah, I haven't
heard
that one before. That one's pretty good.
But you know,
I heard your music. I just want to say, what are you listening to? This is really good.
So
can I come over and listen with you sometime?
I would imagine odds are good he's not playing the bass for too loud in his driveway. I mean, he's probably going from place to place.
I think you should combine the bribery and the creep. I brought you some cookies. I was wondering if we could listen to your music together.
Yeah, really, they might not actually eat the cookies.
I really like it.
If you're super creepy when you deliver the cookies, they might be paranoid about them.
That's
true. Might not actually eat them. Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to hear from people who have real life solutions. I mean, that sounded more like a fun story.
I don't know. That creepy thing sounds like it could possibly be a real life solution. Hmm. If you pull that off right and you do it every single time you go over to the person and you're not mean, the person's just going to be tired of the interaction with you. You don't even have, you could go over and be friendly. Hey, buddy! I just want to talk. I heard you were partying in here. You're having a real good time. I want to come over and say,
being the overly friendly neighbor.
Every time. I know you were home because I heard the music. I brought some beers. Let's have one. Come on. Let's hang out.
Not bad at all.
I was just over trying to record something, but I can't get any work done now, so I just came over to hang out with you. Let's party.
So, there you go. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Lots of other stuff to talk about in the news. We'll never have a chance to dig into them very deeply here, but there's a neat story over at the Washington Post by Radley Balco, and I don't think we're going to get a chance to go through this. I would love to. It's just so lengthy. It's a list of what he calls the horrifying civil liberties predictions for 2015. And he just goes down this long list of just terrible things that he says will happen. And as you start reading through it, you realize it already all happened. What he's doing is he's going through a list of things that happened in 2014, presenting them as though this is some terrible stuff that could happen this year. But it's all already gone through. And if we get the chance, I would like to go through this list because I know we didn't cover all of this. I mean, this is a this is an exhaustive list. After getting caught failing to turn over exculpatory evidence, some prosecutor will decide it's better to let potentially dangerous felons go free than to allow for the transparency that might reveal that they have broken the rules. The federal courts will rule the government no longer needs to actually convict you of a crime in order to punish you for it. The federal government will stop pretending to care about individual rights and decide that pretty much everyone is a terrorist. And of course, he's linking to more detailed stories about all the things he's citing here. So maybe we'll get to that later on, but not tonight because we're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And don't forget to check us out online over at freetalklive.com, and we will see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Join us there.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.